Just say a couple things that wasn't necessary. Well, here's Pete and Joe on the subject on the Best of Pete and Joe on DJX.
Okay, this just in. Guns N' Roses guitarist Slash held a drink and a cigarette as he and Duff Rose McKagan accepted the American Music Award for Favorite Heavy Metal Group Monday night in Los Angeles.
This just into the Courier Journal. This not just into Pete and Joe, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Pete and Joe have this just in long time ago.
But there's more to the story.
Ooh.
The two were quickly cut off when they started using profanities on the telecast, which was shown live in the East, and ABC apologized after receiving a barrage of complaints. Radio stations, WZPL-FM in Indianapolis, and WDDJ-FM in Paducah, said yesterday that they would boycott the group's music.
Ooh.
Now, I'm here to tell you, we here at the Pete and Joe Morning Show are also going to be boycotting Guns N' Roses. That's right, you will hear no Guns N' Roses on this show. What do you think of that?
That's great.
You agree with that?
Sure.
All right.
A little less tattooed music around here.
Of course, I don't think we've ever played any Guns N' Roses, but...
We should probably also pass along at this time. Yesterday we got a phone call, Joe, from the Louisville Sperm Bank. Remember that phone call, Jack?
Yes.
Yes, we got a phone call from the Louisville Sperm Bank. They have asked that all Guns N' Roses fans refrain from donating. So, there you go.
That's interesting.
All right.
Sorry, I missed that.
Shall we play the...
Why don't we play the thing? In case you haven't heard it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be an all bleep morning here at DJX.
Okay, they're going up to get the award right here.
They're tripping up.
Lita Ford is presenting. There she is.
What do we say? All right, listen, I want to say a couple things I didn't get to say last time, right?
Yeah, right.
I want to thank... Oops. Doug Goldstein, Alan Niven. All right, listen, Tom Zutop for finding us, Alan Niven for f***ing us there. Doug Goldstein.
Strike up the band.
I
mean, that's so embarrassing. Let me tell you, I was so embarrassed, not because, you know, they said it on national TV and a lot of people who shouldn't. Have heard that
kind of
thing.
The kids were up waiting to see new kids on the block.
Yeah, the kids were up, sure. But, you know, Randy Travis heard that, too. And that really, for me, that made me feel really bad.
It's,
And the Judds were there, too. You know, they don't need to be hearing that. Mama Judd? Come on.